Let's pray together. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, here we are. The first time of an indoor worship offering since March of 2020. That feels like a long time ago. The last time we were together, we were in between worship spaces, setting up chairs at the Fletcher Academy. And today our worship looks a lot different than it did 16 months ago. Some of our beloved church members are still joining us through Zoom out of precautions for their health and the health of others. We have new people from Charlotte and Wilmington, from Kentucky, who join our worship on a regular basis. And in the meantime, we welcomed 3 people into church through baptism, 5 through membership. And this has been a hard 16 months, too. People moved, and we didn't properly get to say goodbye to them. Our beloved friend Margaret died last year. Zoom fatigue and emotional exhaustion have disappeared people we care about from our daily lives and worship. I miss them. And so I think we can see ourselves in the full breadth of this psalm that leads us back into in-person worship while others continue to join us on Zoom. There's so much to be grateful for. I remember when our space team, do you remember the space team, got together and started looking for a new worship space after decades meeting in the same building, and we realized we were looking for a genuine unicorn leaping through the fields of Raleigh. Fast forward a year, and here we are, welcomed into this space with ecumenical partners who share so much and invite us to participate with them in the common life of Jesus. And yet, in the midst of this celebration of 35 years of a congregation, thank you for the cupcakes, Millers, in this beautiful space, for all the gifts that we cherish, we're facing another wave of COVID. I hear your frustration about lagging vaccination rates, the weariness over partisan fighting, over safety measures, our anxiety as we see hospitalizations rise in our county. I think we all hoped that this day in this space would mean turning a page, or maybe just putting away that whole book on COVID. And it turns out life is a little more complicated than that. We have much to be grateful for, and a lot that is still frustrating and fearful. Today we prayed a psalm that makes space for all of that. The psalm begins with the whole earth rejoicing, with trees singing and rivers clapping along. Psalm 66 flows perfectly from the psalm right before it that ends with these words. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. I could feel those words in our worship at the river last week. I could hear the Eno River rejoicing with us. And after this, the psalm narrows down. We move from this universal praise of a redeemed creation into a very specific story. Did you catch which one? Sea turned to dry land, people pass over on foot. That sound familiar? It's crossing the Red Sea, it's Exodus, that's right. The great story, the grounding story of liberation in which God steps in to take God's people out of slavery and into freedom. And while this specific act happens to a specific people, listen to what the psalmist says. In Exodus, God tells Pharaoh through the voice of Moses that God will use this moment to make God's name resound through all the earth. Resound through all the earth. That's interesting, isn't it? That this incredible act of freedom for one group of people is like this pulse that reverberates through creation. I think that squares up well with this life that we're trying to live out as people who follow Jesus. This love that we live out, it doesn't look like violent revolutions or upheaval. It's instead that we get to participate in creation as it was promised. We get to align ourselves with the reign of God that has already come to pass. You don't have to make the kingdom of God happen. We already participate in the love that comes before us and resonates out and invites people out of hopelessness to hope, from despair into joy. We join up with what God has been doing all along. I would just love to leave things right there. That would be great. That is a good word. And I also think the psalmist knows better. Because there's not much point in pretending everything is fine when it's not. The wonder and joy expressed in the song of praise doesn't actually mean that everything is fine. And the psalmist doesn't shy away from the terror and the pain that they are encountering. They name the pain they face. They give it a voice. They don't hide it. They speak it aloud. And if you listen carefully to the words, it's kind of difficult to resolve where exactly this suffering originates from. First, they name the death-dealing system of slavery in Egypt, a people-made system. But then the psalmist also names that God is somehow involved in this. Other trials and traumas God has led them through. And then at other times, the psalmist says the suffering comes from God's absence, allowing others to act upon them. Human systems, God's action, God's inaction. Which one is it? Or maybe we just don't have the ability to parse it out. I'm guessing the psalmist names all three ways we think about suffering in our lives because they all hold some kind of truth and none of them is adequate on their own. This psalm encompasses so well what I've experienced through our community over the past year and a half. In times of danger and confusion, I think we have all wondered, what is God doing right now? But also, why are people making the choices they are? And also, why is God silent before all of this? And at the exact same time, we were celebrating answered prayers for the birth of grandchildren, for vaccines becoming a reality, for friends starting seminary, for new pregnancies and new jobs and new baptisms and places of worship for our congregation. All of that is true. God was here, somehow in the midst of it all. The Bible scholar Walter Brueggemann, he says that the Psalms can be divided into three categories: orientation, disorientation, and reorientation. This psalm he puts in that last bucket, a psalm of reorientation. The Latin version of the Bible, the Vulgate, goes as far to add this superscription at the top of Psalm 66. This translation calls Psalm 66 a psalm of resurrection. A psalm of resurrection. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what God has done for me. I cried aloud, and God extolled with my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, I don't think God would have listened. That's also true. All of it. The suffering and the hurt, the confusion, the cause of it, the praise and thanksgiving, all of it's true. There's room here for all of it. There's room here for all of you. And there's room for us to carry this together in this common life as we work out how we have chosen to live side by side. If you've been here throughout the summer, you have actually been hearing different versions of this psalm over and over again, just sung in different keys. Today you heard from Bonnie and Lowell, but every Sunday we have been hearing testimonies of people's life and journey here to this congregation. These stories have been filled with joy and grief and despair and hope. And every single one of them contains a little resurrection. Like the psalmist today, we are brought back again and again by these stories to God's work of care and love in our lives. And these little resurrections erupt over and over again here, concrete and material moments we can point to and say, yes, God was somehow there too. I have no doubt that in 5 or 10 or 20 years, you could hear the exact same people share again, and you would hear new resurrections, new stories of being rescued from destruction, new ways that the earth reverberates with the good news already surging through the earth. So today, I'm grateful for this new day. I'm grateful for this new space. Even as I know there is uncertainty ahead and trouble behind. Today I'm grateful. Grateful that together, no matter what the future brings, we will find new ways to tell each other. Blessed be God, who has not rejected my prayer and has not removed from me God's steadfast love. Amen.